The following is an interview with Cynthia Case, the co-owner of Le Domaine de la Belle et le Gentleman, an organic farm on the 6th line in Bristol that celebrated the opening of their vineyard on Thursday, June 29th.
So can you first off introduce yourself and the name of your farm here?
Okay, so my name is Cynthia Case. I'm co-owner of Le Domaine de la Belle et le Gentleman. We have an organic vegetable farm production, and we are opening up a vineyard this year, and this is what you're assisting to, is the inauguration. We've planted our first vines, but we still have quite a few, as you can see the rows coming along here. We have a mix of white and red. We have almost 3,000 vines that are going into the soil to be able to ask for our permit to produce alcohol, which we are hoping to do in a couple of years. And let's see what else. We've been kind of expanding. My husband and I have a rule of no more than 2 big projects per year. So this year we have the vineyard, and we actually have pigs now that we'll be processing and including in our baskets eventually.
And you guys have any background here in agriculture, or how'd you get into this?
Funny story. I graduated from Ottawa U in, actually, I won't tell you when, and we left for France as a graduation gift and kind of relaxation moment, and we fell in love with a little vineyard there, and we fell in love with the life that they had, and my husband and I said, we should consider this, and that was almost 20 years ago. And we were looking at properties almost 20 years ago, and we were thinking of purchasing, and my husband got this great opportunity for an advancement with his career. So we headed up to Baie-Comeau, spent almost 11 years on the North Shore of Quebec, and said, okay, it's time to come back home because I'm from Aylmer. And we spent a couple of years in Lusville, and then we said, hey, let's do this. This is really what we do, like we want to do. My husband's always wanted a farm. He was raised on a farm, like a small just subsistence farm, and he was a cattle rancher through college, and took care of a lot of horses and that kind of thing. But so he has more of the ag background. I have, my family owns a farm still to this day. So we are part of the settlers out in South Ontario in the Exeter area. My family still owns the cash cropping. They no longer have cows, but I was never close to them because, as stories go, my grandfather was the second son. So I went to his brother, and I went into business, and so did my grandfather, and so on. But I had no direct link other than a passion for environment, sustainability, organic. We just wanted like a healthier environment. And well, to be quite frank, I love wine. So,
no doubt, it's an easy choice for sure. And so what's the process like going here from planting to actually being able to produce wine grapes?
It's actually a really lengthy process, and people saying, oh, it looks really easy, but it's not. We've been preparing the soil for almost a year and a half now, just putting the proper manure, then having the analysis, having the specialists come and say, this will work, that we want to target this area, and what kind of grape varieties that will work for our area, because we need to have enough sun and heat to be able to produce appropriate wine that, well, that will taste good, is what I should say. So right now we're planting this year. We're going to nurse our vines quite carefully, and they'll start producing a little bit of grapes next year, not enough to produce wine, but the year after that we'll have probably enough for a very small production. So that's why we won't be building a structure right now, which was the initial plan. We'll be using the commercial kitchen that we had in our house, that we'll just be renovating and have enough space to do maybe 1 or 2 wines, and we'll start off like that to leverage what we're producing, basically. And if we need, we'll probably sell the grapes if there's a demand. That's why we're also creating the association of the, I don't know if you heard about it.
You beat me to my next question here. Can you explain a little bit about the Vineyard Association?
So this is, to be quite frank, it's a crazy idea that Scott, Jen, Fred and I, and Laystones, so Trevor, had while we were had at a conference in Vermont, saying, you know, this would be really cool to have something concrete that where we can collaborate and put forth our needs and have a good marketing strategy to attract people in the Pontiac, because the Pontiac is definitely an underdeveloped kind of the secret gem, right, of Quebec. And we said, hey, we're crazy enough to do this. Let's see if anybody else would be crazy enough to go ahead. So we gathered all people that are producing grapes that have a commercial use. So that's why that there is Vallée des Rosiers here as well, that is from Outer Lake. She has table grapes, but she sells her grapes and has the same needs as us. Maybe not so much in marketing, but the idea is to help ourselves. And we're working on creating a website, making it real, and getting things going and getting people implicated, but also have a common front for local people, because a lot of people think that our business is competitive, but it really shouldn't be. We're here to help each other, and that's why today I took the time to showcase the vineyards that were producing wine in the area. Except for Kaywood, they weren't able to come. I wasn't able to get a hand on their stuff, but we definitely have Les Collines, Ponting Village, Red Wagon, and they're all here, and it's great to be supported that way.
And so what's the overall number, do you know?
The number of vineyards?
Yeah.
Members, well, we've agreed on an amount of money, which is already really good, on the cost of membership, but there's going to be 7 or 8 vineyards. So it's actually much more than people think for the Pontiac.
No, exactly, more than people realize, I think.
Exactly.
And the goal of the association here is obviously, you said, like marketing, that kind of thing, but it's also like labor force or knowledge sharing, that kind of stuff too?
All of the above. Like, for an easy example, we have Robin's brother-in-law that lent us equipment to be able to put down the tarps to prepare the soil here. We have Caroline from Vallée des Rosiers who sent us equipment to be able to plant. So the idea is definitely collaboration, and hopefully have an employee that can work on marketing, promote tourism for the area.